I don't know. So, I mean, I think at some point I said not having hope is a bad place to be, but I feel like I've had so many Zoom experiences where it's like, oh, hopeful, and then it's like, okay. So at the risk of contradicting myself, I wonder whether it's even something about actually letting go of hope, but doing the stuff that we think and believe need to be done regardless. You know, so it's not so that in 10 years we can be here or there, or it's actually just that every day, if enough of us get up in the morning and do the work that will build our communities and heal the scars, then one day something will shift, and today something will shift, you know, whether that is immediately apparent in our political structures, and you know, who knows. But I think the other thing that this project has made me realize is that our situation is a lot more complex than I thought it was. And so I think I've lost my kind of more naive optimism, actually. I don't know, but I know that I love this country, and I feel home here like I don't in any other place, including my other home of Denmark. And I have that sense of so many Zimbabweans having this deep commitment to their country. And so I just have to believe that something good has to come out of that, you know? So I don't know, and I think that's okay, because I have that feeling of possibility.